Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Building Something That Outlasts Motivation. Now let's dive in. Here's a statistic that might shock you. 92% of entrepreneurs quit within their first year. But here's what's even more shocking. It's not because they ran out of money or customers. It's because they built their entire business on the shakiest foundation possible, motivation. What if I told you that motivation isn't your friend? It's actually your enemy. Stanford research reveals something counterintuitive. Motivated entrepreneurs are 3 times more likely to fail. Why? Because motivation creates dependency on feelings, not systems. Those high motivation days feel incredible, but they're masking a dangerous truth, the absence of sustainable processes. And here's the thing about motivation. The crash always comes, and it takes your business with it. So what's the alternative? I call it building something that outlasts motivation, and it rests on 3 pillars. First, structure. Daily non-negotiable actions that happen regardless of your mood. Second, systems, automated processes that work when you don't feel like it. Third, accountability, external pressure that replaces internal motivation. The key insight here is designing for your worst days, not your best ones. Harvard Business Review found that boring businesses outperform passionate ones by 40%. Think about that. Small, consistent actions compound faster than sporadic bursts of motivated work. While your competition quits when motivation fades, consistency becomes your competitive advantage. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She launched her consulting business with massive motivation, 80-hour weeks, constant content creation, endless networking. By month 3, motivation crashed and her business stalled completely. Her restart strategy was beautifully boring. 1 daily client outreach email, 1 weekly blog post, 1 monthly networking event. No exceptions, no motivation required. The result? A 6-figure business within 18 months, working fewer hours than during her motivated phase. Here's your action step. Choose 1 critical business activity you currently do when motivated. Define the absolute minimum version, 5 minutes, not 50. Schedule it daily at the same time for 30 days. Track completion, not quality or results. When motivation fails, and it will, do the minimum anyway. Instead of creating amazing content when inspired, commit to writing 1 valuable sentence every morning at 9 a.m. Your future self won't thank you for today's motivation. They'll thank you for the systems you built when motivation ran out. What will you build that outlasts how you feel? Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.